Our locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA. Now we get a chance to talk to Onega boys basketball coach Luke Baxter. It is presented by Community Healthcare System, Mainstar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, a 1-1 start to the year. It began last week, a loss at Wetmore, but your team turned around nicely Tuesday night, 15-point win on the road at Washington County. What was the most impressive part of that turnaround and getting that first win of the season?
I thought we came out last night really ready to play. Might have been our first, probably our best start offensively, maybe for a first quarter or the first 4 minutes that maybe we've had the last, you know, year. So I was thought we came out ready to play and play with confidence, and I liked our execution, and we looked like we had a lot of flow on offense, and that hasn't happened a lot in the past, and I hope we're kind of starting something that continues into the future.
Even in the game in Wetmore, the first game of the year last week, got down double digits in the first half, but your team battled back in the third quarter, got right back into it, but ultimately just fourth quarter, just the offense kind of sputtered a little bit. But, you know, at least in that perspective, at least seeing your team battle and have an opportunity to win that game when things weren't going as right, I thought probably would give you a little bit of motivation and some higher expectations maybe going into that Washington County game.
Well, yeah, definitely. I thought we played pretty good defense other than the second quarter against Wetmore. We left them open a few times, gave them some easy baskets, and give Wetmore credit. They knocked down, you know, four or five outside shots in a row and kind of separated us from us there at halftime. But we didn't give up. Our defense got a lot better. We held them to 3 points in the third quarter against a really good offensive Wetmore team and got back in the game. And I really feel like if we would have boxed out like I think we're capable of in that game, I think maybe the outcome maybe could have been even different. So just a few little things, but what I really liked about the Wetmore game was we had 9 turnovers, and the last year against Wetmore all 4 times I think we had 20 or more every time. So saw some good things in that game, even though it was a loss. Saw some good things and some things we've improved on. We just got to keep working on some other little things, and I saw some improvement there last night against Washington. We still boxed out. We're not as consistent as I'd like to see, so we just got to keep working on that, and hopefully things will keep getting better.
Right back to it on Friday night on the road at Blue Valley. They started their season with a loss to Wetmore on Tuesday night. They lost that game by 8, 47-39. How much do you know about the Blue Valley team this year, and what kind of ball game can you expect on Friday from them?
Well, they bring a lot of kids back. They have the ability to shoot the ball pretty well. They get to the basket. They'll pressure you. So I haven't seen much of them yet or know much about them, but I do know that they had a lot of sophomores last year that probably spent a lot of time this summer getting better, and it'll be a challenge. We've got to go to their place, and I'm sure they'll be ready for us. We won a close one over there last year. They beat us in overtime over there last year, so it will not be an easy game, and we have to be ready to play, and we'll just keep working on what we need to get better at, and continue to work with our strengths and try to go get after it at Blue Valley.
Luke Baxter, Onega boys basketball coach. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Mainstar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Team right back to it on Friday night, a road trip to Blue Valley. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we will do it again same time next week. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you then.